This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. UN aid deliveries to Gaza were suspended on Friday due to shortages of fuel and a communication shutdown, deepening the misery of thousands of hungry and homeless Palestinians as Israeli troops battled Hamas militants in the enclave. The United Nations World Food Program said civilians faced the immediate possibility of starvation due to the lack of food supplies. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli officials say the country's war cabinet has unanimously approved small shipments of fuel for humanitarian needs in the Gaza Strip. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The officials say they will allow two tanker trucks of diesel fuel each day for the UN to support water and sewage infrastructure in the besieged territory. So far, almost all fuel shipments have been banned into Gaza since the October 7 cross-border attack by Hamas that triggered the war. The Israeli officials say the decision has come in response to a request from the US. A lack of fuel has caused communication systems in Gaza to collapse, forcing aid agencies to halt cross-border deliveries. Israel says the restrictions are needed to prevent Hamas from using fuel for military purposes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The World Health Organization said on Friday it was very worried about the spread of disease in Gaza as weeks of Israeli bombardments have led to the population crowding into shelters with scarce food and clean water.
We are extremely concerned as well about the spread of diseases. Rainy season, winter arrived, overcrowding in the shelter, the UNRWA shelters, but all the makeshift shelters as well, lack of water and sanitation, etc.
Richard Peppercorn, WHO representative. This is VOA News. Ukraine's Kharkiv region has started building underground schools. The heavily fortified structures will allow children to return to in-person learning while the region faces the constant threat of Russian airstrikes. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Schools in the eastern region, which borders Russia, had to resort to online learning after the February 2022 invasion. Kharkiv is frequently targeted by Russian missiles, drones, and artillery. The governor reported on Thursday that in 24 hours, three different districts had been struck. The chief district architect, Anton Korotovsky, said two schools are currently under construction. He added that more of these schools, which act as bomb shelters, will be planned by the end of the year. The buildings will be equipped with necessities like ventilation, water and beds, so people can stay there for more than one day.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. The UN top court has issued an order calling on Azerbaijan to ensure that people can safely leave, return, or remain in Nagorno-Karabakh following the Azerbaijani military's retaking of the separatist region in September. More than 100,000 ethnic Armenians fled Nagorno-Karabakh. As countries in the Pacific met in San Francisco for the annual APEC summit, VOA's Anita Powell says the competition for influence between the U.S. and China is on display.
Business leaders in the Asia-Pacific say they've benefited from competition between the two superpowers. The head of Malaysia's American Chamber of Commerce told VOA that the workforce's dynamism and English skills has led to growth in many fields, semiconductors, medical devices and technology, and more.
I think it's very positive. We're seeing a lot more growth from different sectors, and Malaysia's being looked at for different strengths that we didn't even realize we had.
Asia analysts say the dynamic in the region is not likely to radically or quickly change.
I think the Biden arguments are probably the ones that are more likely to carry the day. But of course, as we saw from so many business leaders meeting with Xi Jinping, China's still an important market, and for some of those businesses, an important production hub, and that's not going to change anytime soon.
Anita Powell, VOA News. San Francisco.
Finland will place barriers on the Finnish-Russian border crossings it plans to close at midnight local time, the Finnish border guard said on Friday. Finland's government on Thursday decided to close four of its nine border crossings with Russia in response to asylum seekers entering the Nordic nation through its eastern border. Over 200 asylum seekers arriving in Finland this week led Finnish leaders calling Russia out for funneling people to the border, an accusation Russia has denied. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.